Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're going to be doing halachos of brachos on soup and soaked vegetables. We touched on this previously in earlier simanim in regards to brachos on cooked fruits. We had spoken about this in Simen Reish Gimel, and now in Simen Reish Hey Siv Beis, we talk about the cooking of vegetables. Some of these halachos are quite pertinent. Al hamayim shebishul behem yurakos. If there is water that vegetables have been cooked on it, in it, mevarech habracha atzma shemevarech hayirakos atzma. The bracha that he makes is the bracha that are made on those vegetables. So if you have vegetables in Reish Hey Beis, if you have vegetables that were cooked in water, so then in such a case, the bracha on the broth itself is a bar pri adama. Afal pi she'en b'hem elatam yahayoro. Even though you're not going to eat the vegetable at all, but you're rather just going to eat the broth, nevertheless, the bracha is a bar pri adama. This, of course, stands in stark contrast to what we learned in Reish Gimel in regards to fruit soups. Fruit soups, we said, the derech is not to cook the fruit with water, and therefore the water always retains the inferior status. However, since the derech is to cook vegetables with water, so then in such a case, it's going to get a bori pri hadama. The one exception to fruit vegetable soup not getting hadama is if there is a third ingredient. The Mechaber concludes, that's only if the vegetables were cooked without meat. But if it's cooked with meat, so then in such a case, it gets a shakel. Last week, I discussed with Nevin Sal Shlita that today I thought that fruit soups are much more common than they were in the time of the Shulchan Aruch that we read in Simen Reish Gimel. But at the end of the day, Rav Nevin Sal told me, since generally the fruits are not planted for this, fruits are planted to eat raw, so it's still going to get, the broth will always get still a shahakol, in contrast to vegetables, where it's extremely common to cook the vegetables with the water, so then in such a case the bracha is going to be borei pri adama. It would be an interesting question, what about those vegetables that's not common at all, and when they plant them, no one thinks about using them for a soup, maybe the halacha would be different, but this is the basic halacha. Now the Mishnah Brura in Sif Ches points out what will the halacha be in regards to soaked vegetables. In Sif Katan Ches, Mishnah Brura says, "Vim shara yirakos b'mayim," and if vegetables are soaked in water, "Kasaves Yosef d'dinu k'mevushal," that's also considered like mevushal. "Kai m'lam ba'alma d'kavush k'mevushal," and Hilchos Basar b'chalav, the halacha is a kavish kumavushal. Kavish kumavushal in Yaradeya, we say, is if it's soaked for 24 hours. So then in such a case, it's considered mevushal. However, if you take a look in Reish Beis, if katan nun aleph, over there, the Sharet Zion on that halacha in the Mishnah Brura says it might depend on what's the normal way to cook that item. In Hilchos, taruvas, and Hilchos basar b'chalav, so there kavish kumavushal, that the halacha is that if you have meat that's soaked in milk, so that's an iser derabanan if it was soaked for 24 hours. The Torah says, lo sevashal gedi b'chalev imo. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, and Yaradeya says that the same would apply in regards to soaked items. However, there it's in regards to the din bishul min haTorah. Over here, we're not talking about the din bishul, the Mishnah Brura points out earlier, and that is, whatever is the normal amount to soak the item, so then in such a case, it will also have the din bishul, and therefore, for our purposes, if instead of cooking it, you soaked the vegetable inside of water to the time that's normal, there's some vegetables that's normal to soak them, we'll outline them shortly. So then in such a case, then it could very well be that the broth is going to get a hadama as well. So that's what the Mishnah Brura means. Three lines from the top in the first column. Nevertheless, however, says the Mishnah Brura, Barotav shel ugrakus. That is basically pickles. Shakvishu rak b'shvil ugrakus. That they're doing it for the pickles. Levach yachmitsu. Ve'en kavanos b'shvil mekvisha klal. Mavarech al arotav shahakol. Then they make a bracha on the rotav shahakol. If someone for some reason likes pickle juice, nevertheless the bracha is going to be shahakol. Tov. The Mishnah Berurah also adds a few other examples, but most of these examples are not too relevant today, so that's the important one in regards to the pickle. Now, what about the following phenomenon? When it comes to the halacha of soaking, so we said that only vegetables that soak or vegetables that cook, so then in such a case, the broth is going to get a bari pri adama. If you're doing it also to eat the broth itself, in contrast to soaking pickles. What about farfel or lakshin? So here, what if they are cooked with water? So then in such a case, what bracha, if for whatever reason a person, let's say a noodle soup, let's talk about a noodle soup. There's no vegetables for a moment. A noodle soup. So what bracha do you make on the broth? So let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph Shem Mevarech V'chol Zeh Minei Yirakos. Five lines from the bottom. Aval Levivos Shebishol Memayim Farfel Lakshin Kneidlach Ve'eino Rotza Lechol HaLevivos. And when he cooks it in the water, he doesn't want to eat these flour items. Rak Lishto Samayim Levad Hu Safek. That is a Safek, says the Magen Avram. That's a suffix. Imi varchlan bar mizonos. O shahakol. It's a suffix whether it gets a mizonos or shahakol. That's dependent on a machlokas, Rambam and Rosh, that we won't elaborate right now for what is the reason that you get the bracha of bore pri adama on the vegetables where it's cooked in water. So that's a machlokas. And therefore, the halacha will be that you really are stuck in a suffix. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah concludes, you take a little bit of the flour, you make a mizonos, then you take another then ultimately you have everything in the appropriate shear. The Mishnah Berurah adds in the brackets, that is only if he wants to eat the broth, but not the levivos. However, if he wants to eat the levivos, then we get into one of the most important klalim in Hilchos Brachos. And that is, as the Gemara describes in the sixth parak of Brachos, kol sheyesh ba mechameshes minei dogon, mevarchin alav bari minei zon. So if we have a mixture, and there is a significant additive of an item that gets a mezonos, so then everything gets a mezonos. So the answer of noodle soup is poshut. Noodle soup in general gets a mezonos. The broth gets a mezonos. The one exception is that when they cook the noodle soup and they're not interested in the noodles. So then you have a suffix, and that's Tali Machlokas Rambam Rush, and that's a Sveika Dedina, as the Mishnah Berurah describes, and therefore, misafik, you should make a bracha on something else. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis points out that this halacha that we had said about the vegetable soup only applies if you're cooking in water. So if you're cooking vegetables in water, so then in such a case you've got a vegetable soup, then on the broth as well, you make a bor pri adama. However, if it's not water, but it is vinegar or other types of, some people are not aware of this, other types of mashke that is not water, primarily water-based, so then in such a case, halacha is going to be different. Because when do we say that the soup, the broth, assumes the identity of the vegetables? That's when the vegetable is the dominant force. What happens if the vegetable is not the dominant force? What do we learn? If there's meat inside, then the vegetable no longer dominates. So too, if the water is not dominant, how would the water not be dominant? Because the water has its own identity. When does it have? When the broth has its own identity. When does it have its own identity? When it's vinegar, when it's something more chashuv. Then the halacha is going to be different. Then it retains its identity, and then in such a case, the bracha would be a shahakol. Aval, in Bishal HaYorok, Bechometz, three lines into Sif Katan Yud Beis, O Mashka Suyim Mei Subim Vekemach, Sheish Ben Tam Bifnei Atzmon, and then it gets a shakel. Then he says, v'adim emashke borscht. The same applies to borscht, because borscht was not made simply of vegetables and water, but the borscht was its own concoction beforehand. So then the borscht itself, shehu meishrias birikis chamutzin, it was some type of selek that was sharp. Shebishulim rakus and basarotz lishtos losan vado, emivar chabor shahako, mishum tam basar shniklet boklamei, elo bore priyadoma. He says, but the borscht is going to get a bar priyadom because the ikar is the mashke that was cooked first with the vegetables. So we spoke about two different things, the Mishnah Berurah did. Number one is, if the broth has its own identity, then it will retain its identity, it will get a shahakol. Then he speaks about another case, and that is that you have a broth that its identity is defined by the vegetables, and then later on, there are meat and other shakel that's added in, so then it retains its original bracha of borei pri hadam. However, what happens if you eat the meat together with this entire mixture? But if you're eating the meat in this entire concoction, even though technically, really, the broth was cooked with the vegetables and really you get bar priyadama. But on the other hand, the meat is still the ikar. So now you got three things. You got vegetable, broth, and meat. So then the Mishnah Berurah argues that really technically the broth assumed the identity of the adama. On the other hand, what's the most chashiv thing over here? The most chashiv thing is the meat. So therefore it should get a shahakol. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah of Kanye Gimel just spells out Pshat and the Mechaber. This phase, Hashem concludes the important halachos of vegetables.
In our family, we have a